Emotive and friendly tone.
Friendly but serious tone. Content, provided text about AI adoption versus. Public trust, Quinnipiac poll, transparency, regulation, etc. Guidelines, maintain flow, keep core info intact, add transitions, keep turns concise. 2. Analyze the source content. Topic, AI paradox, high adoption versus. Low trust. Key data, Quinnipiac poll, trust low despite adoption high. Drivers of distrust, transparency, black boxes, regulation, fear of manipulation, societal impacts, jobs, misinformation. Solutions, transparency, explainability, regulation, safety net, human in loop. Conclusion, focus on psychology, sociology, not just tech. Trust must keep pace. 3. Determine tone and style.
Needs to sound warm, empathetic, maybe a bit more conversational, excited about the human side. Emotive and friendly.
Needs to sound grounded, authoritative, but nice, focusing on the facts and risks. Friendly, but serious. Dynamic. Speaker 1 often introduces the emotional human angle. Speaker 2 grounds it with data serious implications. 4. Drafting section by section. Intro, start with the paradox. Speaker 1 sets the scene warmly. Speaker 2 adds the hard data. The disconnect. Speaker 1 explains the feeling of it. Speaker 2 cites the poll. The drivers. Speaker 1 asks the why. Speaker 2 lists the factors, transparency, regulation. Transparency. Speaker 1 explains the black box feeling. Speaker 2 emphasizes the need for logic. Regulation. Speaker 1 talks about the safety net. Speaker 2 talks about the risk of errors without standards. The future, Speaker 1 shifts to psychology. Speaker 2 concludes on the human element. Refining for flow, the original text is a bit choppy. I need to smooth the transitions. Example, instead of Speaker 1, the contemporary digital landscape. Maybe Speaker 1, you know, we're living in this fascinating paradox. Example, Speaker 2 needs to sound like they are validating Speaker 1 but bringing gravity. Drafting attempt 1 mental. S1. Hey everyone, AI is everywhere but people hate it. S2. Yeah, Quinnipiac poll says trust is low. S1. It's not about wanting to use it, it's about safety. S2. Right. Most Americans say no to safety right now.
Yes.
Critique 1. Too choppy. Needs more connective tissue. Needs to feel like a podcast. Drafting attempt 2 closer to final. S1. It's a bit of a roller coaster out there, isn't it? We're integrating AI into everything, yet the headlines are getting a bit darker. S2. Exactly. A recent Quinnipiac poll really highlights that disconnect. S1. It shows adoption is skyrocketing, but trust. Stubbornly low. S2, that's a fundamental shift in perception. S1, so the question isn't whether we want to use it. We do. It's whether we feel safe. S2, and the data suggests the average American is hesitant.
Yes.
Refining tone, S1, it's a bit of a roller coaster. Friendly, emotive, S2, exactly. A recent Quinnipiac poll. Serious but friendly agreement, ensuring constraints, no markdown headers. Just the script. Keep turns concise. Maintain the flow. 5. Final Polish, check against speaker instructions. S1 emotive. Use words like fascinating, roller coaster, heart, story. S2 serious. Use words like critical, fundamental, cornerstone. Limitless. Transitions. Ensure S2 answers what S1 raises and vice versa. Content check. Did I include the black box, regulation, job displacement, human in loop, psychology versus tech?
Yes. 6.
Final review of output. Does it look like a script?
Yes.
Are there thinking tags? No. Is it only the script? Yes. Self-correction during drafting. Make sure S1 doesn't sound too casual, just emotive. S2 shouldn't sound too cold, just serious. Keep the friendship between them evident. Let's write it. Start.
It's a bit of a roller coaster out there, isn't it? We're integrating AI into our daily workflows at lightning speed. Yet somehow, the public sentiment is getting darker.
Exactly. A recent Quinnipiac poll really highlights that critical disconnect.
The data is fascinating. Adoption is skyrocketing across the United States, but trust, it remains stubbornly low.
That represents a fundamental shift in how we actually perceive tools meant to help us.
So, the central question isn't whether people want to use AI. We definitely do. But do we feel safe doing so?
Current data suggests that for the average American, the answer to safety is a hesitant no.
That divergence creates a unique pressure point. On one side, innovation pushes forward fast. Businesses leverage AI for efficiency.
On the other side, the public remains cautious, skeptical, and actively concerned about unseen risks.
To understand this gap, we really have to examine the drivers behind the erosion of trust.
The source material identifies three primary factors we need to look at.
First is transparency. When a user asks an AI for information, they often need to know how that answer was derived.
Currently, many models operate as black boxes. The reasoning is hidden, making it hard for users to verify accuracy or detect bias.
And second, the massive demand for regulation. The public perceives the current landscape as too unregulated.
Without clear guidelines on training and deployment, there's a genuine fear of manipulation for malicious purposes.
This anxiety extends beyond the tech, too. We worry about job displacement, the spread of misinformation, and the potential for AI to manipulate public opinion without oversight.
Transparency is the cornerstone of rebuilding trust. If an algorithm recommends a loan denial or diagnoses a condition, the user needs to understand the logic.
Currently, the lack of explainability in generative models fuels that skepticism. Users are asking, how do I know this isn't hallucinating facts?
Regulation is the other half of the equation. The poll indicates that Americans want government intervention to ensure safety.
This doesn't necessarily mean stifling innovation. It means creating a safety net.
When companies operate without clear standards, the risk of errors increases. And when errors occur, trust plummets.
The public wants assurance that there's a human in the loop or a strict ethical framework governing these powerful tools.
The challenge for the industry lies in navigating this trust deficit.
If AI becomes too useful but too suspicious, adoption will stall.
Conversely, if trust is rebuilt, the potential for economic and societal growth becomes limitless.
The path forward likely involves open-source auditing, clearer data privacy laws, and perhaps user-controlled AI settings.
Ultimately, the story of AI in 2026 is not just about computing power or processing speed.
It is a story about psychology and sociology.
We are building tools that are smarter every day, but we must ensure that the human element of trust keeps pace.
As the technology continues to evolve, the focus must shift from purely technical metrics to social trust metrics.
Until then, the gap between what we use and what we believe will likely remain a defining characteristic of the digital age. Review looks good. Natural flow. Tone differentiation is clear. No meta text. Slash think.
It's a bit of a roller coaster out there, isn't it? We're integrating AI into our daily workflows at lightning speed. Yet somehow, the public sentiment is getting darker.
Exactly. A recent Quinnipiac poll really highlights that critical disconnect.
The data is fascinating. Adoption is skyrocketing across the United States, but trust, it remains stubbornly low.
That represents a fundamental shift in how we actually perceive tools meant to help us.
So, the central question isn't whether people want to use AI. We definitely do. But do we feel safe doing so?
Current data suggests that for the average American, the answer to safety is a hesitant no.
That divergence creates a unique pressure point. On one side, innovation pushes forward fast. Businesses leverage AI for efficiency.
On the other side, the public remains cautious, skeptical, and actively concerned about unseen risks.
To understand this gap, we really have to examine the drivers behind the erosion of trust.
The source material identifies three primary factors we need to look at.
First is transparency. When a user asks an AI for information, they often need to know how that answer was derived.
Currently, many models operate as black boxes. The reasoning is hidden, making it hard for users to verify accuracy or detect bias.
And second, the massive demand for regulation. The public perceives the current landscape as too unregulated.
Without clear guidelines on training and deployment, there's a genuine fear of manipulation for malicious purposes.
This anxiety extends beyond the tech, too. We worry about job displacement, the spread of misinformation, and the potential for AI to manipulate public opinion without oversight.
Transparency is the cornerstone of rebuilding trust. If an algorithm recommends a loan denial or diagnoses a condition, the user needs to understand the logic.
Currently, the lack of explainability in generative models fuels that skepticism. Users are asking, "How do I know this isn't hallucinating facts?"
Regulation is the other half of the equation. The poll indicates that Americans want government intervention to ensure safety.
This doesn't necessarily mean stifling innovation. It means creating a safety net.
When companies operate without clear standards, the risk of errors increases. And when errors occur, trust plummets.
The public wants assurance that there's a human in the loop or a strict ethical framework governing these powerful tools.
The challenge for the industry lies in navigating this trust deficit.
If AI becomes too useful but too suspicious, adoption will stall.
Conversely, if trust is rebuilt, the potential for economic and societal growth becomes limitless.
The path forward likely involves open-source auditing, clearer data privacy laws, and perhaps user-controlled AI settings.
Ultimately, the story of AI in 2026 is not just about computing power or processing speed.
It is a story about psychology and sociology.
We are building tools that are smarter every day, but we must ensure that the human element of trust keeps pace.
As the technology continues to evolve, the focus must shift from purely technical metrics to social trust metrics.
Until then, the gap between what we use and what we believe will likely remain a defining characteristic of the digital age.